Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. I'm so happy you can listen in to today's episode, which is number 558, Four Reasons to Celebrate Your Quirky Child. Because if your child marches to the beat of a different drum, that isn't a bad thing. It's something to embrace. If you have a quirky child, don't panic or feel embarrassed by his odd tendencies. Here are four ways that your quirky kid may be a unique gift to you and your family. 1, quirky people are especially creative. 2, they use daydreaming to their advantage. 3, they're highly capable of outside-the-box thinking. And 4, they help their parents grow and keep them humble. After adopting our daughter and then overcoming a 5-year bout with infertility, I looked so forward to hanging out with other moms so I could share in the joy of all things motherhood. I found a wonderful group of kindred mommy spirits, but I also found something else, the ability to compare my kids' milestones and accomplishments with her peers. This was a positive when my child was developing ahead of the group, but an unexpected downer when one of my children was clearly behind schedule. Not only that, but she didn't behave like the rest of her peers. She was the odd one. The other toddlers explored and created things with Play-Doh, but my daughter wouldn't touch it until she smelled it. She also took big whiffs of the crayons, glue sticks, and the construction paper before she'd color. She was also fixated on a popular Cartoon Network series, The Powerpuff Girls. She resonated with the character Buttercup, the black sheep of the family. For several years, she likened herself to this cartoon tomboy who hated girly stuff and liked to fight. Every child has a unique personality, but some kids are particularly unusual in comparison to their peers. While this can be a flag for a developmental concern, it might just be that you have a quirky kid on your hands. Here are four ways to embrace and celebrate your beloved oddball. 1, quirky kids are creative. Quirky children are not only endearing, but they're often highly creative. They have unique views of the world. My daughter expressed her creativity through her infatuation with Buttercup. She also articulated her creativity in the way she dressed, stripes and plaids for this gal, and in the way she decorated her bedroom, with loud colors and patterns. Singing at the top of her lungs while moving and grooving also freed her spirit. As an article in the Canva blog points out, science supports the notion that those who march to the beat of their own drums, the highly individualistic people we often see as strange, are true originals. They're less likely to respond to authority and respect, or even truly understand social norms. But they've got something else going for them. They're uniquely positioned to develop off-the-charts creative talents. The article about how weird people can be ultra-creative reinforced what I already knew. Rather than trying to redirect my daughter's quirkiness, instead, I needed to embrace her unique ways. I chose to see her as entertaining and refreshing instead of odd and challenging. 15 years later, my daughter is getting her master's degree in graphic design. She has a thriving freelance design career, and to this day, she has never concerned herself with what other people might think of her. If it makes her happy, she does it. 2. Quirky types take advantage of daydreaming. Today's kids live at a fast and furious pace. Most children hop from one commitment to the next with very little downtime. If you have a child who marches to the beat of a different drum, you will soon realize that they know how to enjoy downtime. And sometimes that means going off by themselves to spend some precious time daydreaming. A 2012 study suggests that although daydreaming may seem mindless, it could actually involve a highly engaged brain state. Daydreaming can lead to sudden connections and insights because it's related to our ability to recall information in the face of distractions. Quirky kids may get a bad rap for being odd and distracted, but the bottom line is that they know how to turn off daily pressure and tune into outlets that foster their wonderful imaginations and creativity.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Number 3. Quirky people think outside the box. For the oddballs in our midst, the world has much more meaning. Most of us are so caught up in trying to run from one obligation to the next that the world around us is just a blur. To creative, quirky people, the world is their canvas. They learn how to think outside the box without even trying. Thinking outside the box means confronting problems in atypical ways, thinking creatively and freely, and encouraging frequent challenges to the status quo. Quirky kids are able to do this because they lack a preconceived notion of what the box is. My colleague Steve Robbins, the Get It Done guy, has a terrific episode about thinking outside the box. He explains how our beliefs generate the cause and effect of human behaviors. He cites the Rosenthal effect, named after researcher Robert Rosenthal. Rosenthal took kids of equal ability and told teachers that half were slow and half were gifted. 2 years later, the kids had performed according to the teacher's beliefs, not according to their pre-existing abilities. The beliefs affected the teacher's behavior in thousands of tiny ways, and the kids responded by performing differently. My daughter definitely did not learn the same way that her peers did, and her quirks set her apart in the classroom. I am so thankful that she had a few teachers who embraced her different ways of problem solving. She was able to rise to the occasion, and she excelled at most of her studies. At home, her siblings had to adjust to her peculiar ways of expressing herself. That had unexpected benefits for all of us. We ultimately learned to embrace her quirks, which allowed her to feel so comfortable and flourish at home. This in turn not only taught us that unique personalities make the world go round, but helped us become outside-the-box thinkers ourselves. And finally, quirky kids will keep you humble. Raising a quirky child has taught me humility. I had always been a high achiever in all areas of my life, so I assumed my children would follow suit. When you have a kid who falls outside the mainstream, you begin to embrace other people who are anything but typical. You learn that normal is a setting on a washing machine, not on a human being. Humility, in its simplest sense, is the ability to consider others ahead of oneself. It's been said that a humble person doesn't think less of himself. He simply thinks of himself less. As parents, we can start developing empathy in our kids by creating an atmosphere of teamwork and cooperation right in our homes. This was pivotal for me when I helped my own kids feel more comfortable when their sister broke out into her role as Buttercup during church. Throughout my daughter's childhood, I've been humbled by the need to advocate for her in her different interpersonal skills and her unique learning style. My goal was never to make her adhere to the usual way of doing things, though. My hope was to have others accept her for who she was, not who they thought she should be. She was okay with being different because that was her norm. Realizing she was happy being herself has made me more appreciative of each of my children's unique strengths and personalities. What else can you share about the joys of raising a quirky child? Share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy, or the Mighty Mommy Facebook page is a great place to leave your comments. You can also email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com. Now, before I leave you, I wanted to share a quick preview of what's coming up next week. When your child has an angry meltdown, not only is it difficult on her, it's equally as hard for you, her parent, to watch her emotional fury unfold. Many times, parents feel helpless or frustrated, and then they end up fueling this already raging fire rather than helping to diffuse the situation. With the right tools, however, you can teach your child to gain control of his anger in healthy ways. So next week, we'll find constructive ways to help your hothead manage his angry outbursts. I hope you'll subscribe to the Mighty Mommy podcast through your favorite platform so you'll get notified when this episode becomes available. As always, thanks so much for listening. And until next time, happy parenting.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.